Moncrief on News Talk.
Jonathan DeBurka Butler is here to bring us stories from other parts of the world. Good afternoon,
Sean,
Jonathan.
How are you getting on?
Kenya is... there've been protests in Kenya.
Kenya, yeah, absolutely. There's been protests in Kenya there as the parliament brought in new measures last Tuesday. Actually, do you know how we came across it? I left here and I got a tweet from one of our listeners basically showing me a video saying it's all kicking off in Kenya. So I decided to investigate further. So last Tuesday, as I said, there was riots in Nairobi, and this was after finance bill was passed by parliament. Now, this had been backed by the president, William Ruto. And William Ruto's been in there now for a few years, and he came in basically promising to make things better for the lower classes and for young people. And so far, he hasn't really done that. And this particular finance bill would indicate that he wasn't really thinking of those people that much, because he had proposed taxes on things such as bread, motor vehicles, nappies, vegetable oils, and mobile money transfers, which would have been, which would be quite a significant amount of traffic, to be honest with you. So anyway, people took to the streets, government buildings were set on fire, they got into the parliament and actually stole the ceremonial mace from the parliament. The police reacted, as you might imagine they would have, and at the end of it all, on the Tuesday, 23 people had died in the violence. Now, things got so bad that William Ruto had been backing this bill all the way through, decided to withdraw the whole thing. He said the people have spoken, and now we're going to have to look at this again. The question is, why did they introduce it in the first place? Why did they have to introduce these measures? And that's because they're in huge amount of debt. Okay, they spend about 60% of their revenue goes out on paying their debt, effectively, and about a third of that is just on the interest itself. So what they're going to do now, I don't know. Ruto the following day announced that he was going to make cuts in his own particular department. But I'm not sure the IMF and all the other people who they owe money to will be necessarily happy with that.
Yeah, okay, it's a difficult position to be in, but I suppose if it's the very, very basics that our people need to survive, you can see why there was a lot of anger about that. DRC, we're going to go to next, or Congo. A new strain of Mpox has been identified there.
Yeah, I don't want to alarm people and start talking about a meaningful Christmas or anything like that. But there is... There is a little bit of concern over this new strain of Mpox that's being found in a specific part of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. So they've been dealing with Mpox since about September, right? And this year alone, they've seen 8,000 cases. There's been 384 deaths, and half of those are children, right? But there is a certain strain in a mining town in Kamituga, which is in South Kivu on the border with Burundi and Rwanda and very close to Uganda, that they're concerned about because they think this strain is more virulent and they think that the fatality rate is higher than the norm, right? They're saying that it's about 5% for adults and 10% in children, right? So... you know, it's something to watch out for. There are vaccinations against it. Obviously, when there was that outbreak back in 2022 in Europe and in the United States, that was transmitted through sexual activity. They're saying with this particular strain that although it may have started in brothels or in a bar that was frequented by sex workers, they think now that the fact that it's showing up in children would indicate that it's being passed by skin-to-skin contact as well.
Because it's kind of in the smallpox family.
It is. And the thing about that is, right, that smallpox vaccines would generally deal with it then, right? They get rid of it. But the problem is, because a couple of years ago they got rid of smallpox, they got rid of the vaccines. They said, oh, we're safe. And of course, Mpox went, you're not safe, lads. And so they don't have the vaccines down there at the moment to deal with it. And that's, of course, adding to the spread.
Yeah. Okay. The US we're going to go to next, or a bit of the US, bit of Honduras. But the former president of Honduras won't be doing anything for a while.
No, this is the end of a story that we've been following for a long time, Sean. This is Juan Orlando Hernandez, who became president in Honduras, sorry, in 2014. Mm. And he got two terms, right? He ended up there on in 2022, at the beginning of the year in 2022, right? And 3 months after he finished his term, he was arrested. And then he was sent to the United States to face charges of drug trafficking, basically.
Yeah. Right?
So this is an extraordinary thing. Now, 2 years before, his own brother, Tony Hernandez, had been sent to prison for a number of years. That was back in 2021. So there was always suspicion around Juan Orlando during his presidency. And effectively, he used his presidency to allow traffickers to traffic the drugs through the country, right?
Yeah.
He used the military and the national police force, all of the ports, various different things, to send it into the United States and across the world. And he was caught. And now he's going to be sent to prison for 45 years.
My word. He's no appeal against that, I assume.
I don't think so, to be honest with you. But of course, he said that it was the government of the United States, the opposition in Honduras, and of course, the traffickers who testified against him were all in cahoots. And although a lot of people took money across the political spectrum in Honduras, he never took a single cent from the traffickers.
That was good of him. very honourable altogether. So he'll die in prison, essentially.
He's 55 now, so you would think. I don't know if he'll get out with good behaviour, but you never know, Trump. He might be a great friend of Trump's, sure, and he'll let him out.
Right, Hong Kong, finally, we're going to go to, and some of the children there are in trouble.
Well, they are. I'd say the teachers are probably a little bit more in trouble. The children might get let off a little bit. This is two schools have been singled out in Hong Kong for not singing the national anthem with enough gusto. Right now, this all goes back to this crackdown on democracy that's been going on since 2020 in Hong Kong, since those pro-democracy riots that took place there, or protests that took place there, excuse me. And these two schools, the Hong Kong and Macau Lutheran Church Primary School, were told that they should sing in a fashion that was needed to be strengthened, and that how they were singing at the moment was soft and weak. All right. There was another school, the secondary school, the Yan Chai Hospital Limpur Yen Secondary School, where the teachers were told to help students develop the habit of singing the national anthem loudly in unison. So this is all part of a policy to, I suppose, bring people into line and make them love and honour the Chinese Communist Party more than they do.
But that, it kind of implies there are government officials who are going round to schools inspecting how children sing the national anthem and whether they're not doing it with enough gusto.
Yeah, so this was part of an inspection process where they went around to all the schools in Hong Kong. And 20 schools had their report published on the Bureau's education website. Some of them were good and they were praised for going to China to visit the mainland and see where all of this, you know, these wonderful values come from. And then others were, of course, exposed as needing to do better.
Yeah. Right. What things should we look out for this week, Jonathan?
Yeah, a few things to look out for. Obviously, the elections on Thursday in the UK. Then France, they have elections on Sunday, which will also be very interesting. So two very interesting days at the end of the week. And then on Friday, would you believe, Amazon will be celebrating 30 years.
Yeah. Gosh, I don't know how I feel about any of those events. Thanks a million, Jonathan De Burka, Butler there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.